I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. The Senate, back at business, has approved money for security in Israel. It was part of a bill that packaged all sorts of security for the Mideast. Nothing too controversial in there. There was language that rebukes President Trump's withdrawal of troops from Syria. Also this, an articulated opposition of BDS. That's the Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions Activism Against Israel. The World's Matthew Bell is here to explain this for us. So the BDS campaign is not new, Matthew. What is the Senate bill doing here in terms of opposing BDS? What does that even mean?
This is legislation from Marco Rubio. He's a Republican senator from Florida. Essentially, this is giving federal backing for the local and state government laws. There are now laws in 26 states that allow those governments to essentially divest or not to sign contracts with businesses or people that endorse a boycott of Israel.
Gotcha. So we could pass this on to like Texas or North Dakota. If they've got people or companies who are proposing bids for the state, they can look at them and say, no, you're part of the BDS movement. We're not doing business with you.
Exactly. And Senator Rubio says this is needed because, in his view, Israel is a democracy. It's America's most important ally in the Middle East. And he says that the BDS movement is really anti-Israel, that it is against the Jewish state. And Rubio says this is discriminatory economic warfare, and he wants to do something about it.
So Rubio's a Republican, and I gather that the Republicans in the Senate largely supported this bill. What about the Democrats?
The Democrats are divided. Call me cynical, but this is probably one reason why the Republicans have pushed this issue. Democratic lawmakers, many of them have been also big supporters of Israel over the years. And then some say, well, look, we don't support BDS. We do support Israel. But what we don't want is to make laws that actually threaten the First Amendment. They say this is really a free speech issue.
So the bill goes to the House now. What are its chances of passing there? And where else is this issue going to play out?
Right. Goes to the House. It's very unlikely to go anywhere in the House. Partly because of that reason, the Democrats are so divided, they don't want to get into this. But those laws are starting to be challenged in the courts. This controversy is definitely not going away. That is something I talked about with Maha Nassar today. She's at the School of Middle Eastern and North African Studies at the University of Arizona.
I think that the larger media attention that's being given to it is useful in that a lot of people who hadn't really heard about BDS or didn't really know what it was now are coming to hear about it and are coming to hear about it in the context of attempting to suppress people's First Amendment rights. And that's their sort of immediate introduction to it.
So this was a vote by the U.S. Senate, but BDS is a seriously global movement. What will this language from Washington do for the rest of the movement?
If you go to the Middle East, talk to, say, Palestinians in a place like Lebanon, this is a big issue. There's a lot of support for it. Also, in Europe is a place where boycotting Israel is really more of a mainstream idea. It plays out differently in American politics. And again, it's not going away here.
The World's Matthew Bell. Always a pleasure. Thanks.
Thanks, Marco.